Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, for many of us, summertime can be a bit of a curse because of pollen, and antihistamines can't always provide 100% relief. But one possible solution, this week's edition of Country Life magazine argues that we're not planting enough female trees. Jo McConville is an arborist. Good afternoon, Jo.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, as I understand the gist of their argument, they're saying that pollen, it's absorbed by female trees and emitted by male trees. And if we just had more female trees, then that would really greatly alleviate the problem, at least.
Yeah, it's very simplistic. In fact, the majority of trees have both male and female parts.
Ah.
There's a very small handful of trees that are what is referred to, the sciencey word is dioecious. That's that there's a male plant and a female plant. And of those trees, one in particular that's commonly planted as a street tree, under no circumstances would you ever plant the female, because they produce fruit which gives off an appalling odour and nobody would want to walk down the street. The other trees that have this characteristic really wouldn't be suitable for planting in cities. So it's a bit of a simplistic approach to something that's a real problem.
Yeah, and so most of the trees that are planted in towns and cities in Ireland, what do they tend to be?
Well, we've got things like limes, or they're also called linden, maples, London planes, rowans, white beams, all the very typical trees that you see around, sycamores in some cases, and they are all both male and female.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And is it the case that there's a tendency to favour the male tree because they're a bit neater?
No, that was the most amusing part about that whole article. I'm in the business 40 years. I've never heard of such a daft thing. Tidier. Males are tidier.
If we know anything from human nature, that might be the opposite. Might well be the case. So, to the general point, Joe, you know, in terms of grasses or are there things that could be planted that might help cut down on the amount of pollen?
Very, very few plants are male female. Most plants are both. All your grasses are both what they call monoecious. So you're going to create pollen. With grasses, the trick is really to keep them low, keep your lawns cut low. But there's a fashion against that now. We have no mow May.
Mm.
So we're going to have flowering in May, which is when all the pollen is going to be released. The trees will produce the pollen in May anyway, because that's what they do. And a lot of the trees that we grow are wind pollinators. So it's the wind that blows the pollen around. Others then are pollinated by insects, where the insects, the bees and the bumblebees, go from flower to flower, bringing the pollen around. But like, it's a real problem for people that suffer with allergens.
Mm. And, you know, I suppose anecdotally, and there's probably evidence to this as well, there seems to be an increasing amount of people who suffer from those type of allergies. So there's not really nothing that can be done about it, really.
Well, not by planting trees. Planting, there's about 8 trees that we commonly have here that are female male. And, you know, that's not going to solve the problem.
Yeah. No, but I mean, in terms of a town planning sense, or in the sense of things we could plant to kind of alleviate that, there's basically nothing.
No, because everything produces pollen. That's the whole way of that plants procreate.
Yeah.
The pollen is the male part of the genetics.
Yeah.
And the females have the receiving ovaries, and the pollen goes on the ovaries and you get fruit.
Yeah. You'd think Country Life magazine, of all magazines, we would know all this.
I think, can I be honest about this? I think this was a little bit of a tree saber rattling exercise, just to have a go at people, to sort of start a bit of a conversation. Because from a science point of view, literally, our trees that are male and female are holly, ginkgo, willow, the famous yew from Mayo, ash and junipers. So not the kind of trees you see down O'Connell Street or on the Keys or any of the leafy suburbs.
Mm. It's an odd one. Jo, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Jo McConville, the arborist there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.